He was a writer for the Sun-Times for many years, covering music and food and travel and baseball. Dave Hoekstra joins us now to talk about his latest post, which caught my eye and the eye of lots of music lovers around here. Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Well, it's good to be talking to you again. And by the way, one of your books is probably flying off the shelves right now because, what was it called? The Camper Book, A Celebration of a Movable American Dream. Everybody's doing that now, aren't they?
Yeah, it was a little more peppy than Nomad Land, but yeah, we drove around in a camper, but you know, we didn't do the down and out stuff. But you know, the thing was that we did that in 2016. I think the woman wrote that book before we went out on the road. But you know, we did see a lot of people, like traveling nurses and people just moving around and finding jobs outside of Amazon and stuff. But yeah, it is a trend, and the pandemic certainly.
Mm-hmm. I love following you on Facebook. You always have such interesting posts, and one caught my eye a couple weeks ago when you were writing about a great place in Memphis, and I've been there, and I know you have, the Stax Museum of American Soul Music. And you wrote about it because a guy by the name of Bob, what's his last name, Abrahamian?
Yeah, Abrahamian, yeah.
Bob Abrahamian, he had a massive Chicago soul music collection, and it's headed to the Stax Museum in Memphis, but there should have been a way to keep it in Chicago. Tell us this story, Dave.
Well, yeah, and I know this is in your wheelhouse, because I know you're into trying to get some type of museum or some type of legacy operation here in Chicago. But Bob did a radio show. He was a collector, and it was like vintage. It wasn't really blues. It was like soul music, you know, out of the 1960s, and, you know, kind of uplifting stuff. He had like 35,000 45s and R&B singles and LPs and stuff. And he did this show. He was just passionate. He did a lot of interviews. He took really, really detailed notes, spent time with these people. He became an advocate for a lot of these artists who flew under the radar. He just saved all this stuff, and then he, unfortunately, he suffered depression toward the end of his life, and he committed suicide in his 30s or so. And so this collection sat at the Center for Black Research Music at the Columbia College, and I didn't even know this till I learned about the thing at Stax. That closed down a couple years ago. And when that closed down, there was nowhere in Chicago to put it, which is to me is really sad. It's a big collection, but it's also indicative of a bigger point that we just don't have any place in Chicago to put something like this. The family looked and they connected with Stax, and so it's all shipped down to Stax, and they're going to do things like, you know, I think they're going to curate it and make it available for researchers, and then they're going to, I think down the road, they're going to have like little listening centers where you can listen to some of this stuff, you know, some of those online radio shows and stuff like that. So it's saved, and that's great, and it's all together. They didn't break the collection up, but it's not in Chicago.
Yeah, and it should be. And this reminds me of something that drove me crazy a few years ago when I was in Memphis, and I went to the Sun Studios, and they have an exhibit inside the Sun Studios honoring Chess Records. But here in Chicago, the Chess Records building there on South Michigan Avenue sits virtually, you know, unnoticed by everybody. They could spiff it up and it would be a worldwide tourist attraction like Motown in Detroit or Stax or Sun in Memphis. But it's not, and it's crazy. And I just came across an old article, and you may have written this in the Sun-Times, Dave, but it's a quote from Mick Jagger, and Jagger says, "Go back to our earlier records, and we've covered Muddy Waters, Bo Diddley, and Chuck Berry, all recorded in Chicago. We have never lost our respect and love for the Chicago musicians and the music they played. It's heartfelt and intense. It's recognized all over the world, but we don't recognize it in Chicago. What's the matter with us?"
Yeah, I know, you know, and I've been to St. Louis, and I don't know what the status is now, but when they opened their blues museum, it's the same thing. You walk in the hall, there's the blues museum in St. Louis, and you see all these Chicago artists and stuff. You know, when I was at Sun-Times, I did a piece, Sun, years ago, so this probably at least 10 to 12 years years ago, they offered to help out Blues Heaven slash Chess and stuff, and they wanted to help with marketing, and they said they were going to kind of turn it into what they did with Sun. You know, I wrote about this in the paper, and Blues Heaven declined. And I know, you know, there's been a lot of people, and I can say this, I mean, there's a lot of people who offered to help Blues Heaven and come in. It's like a family-run operation, and Jackie, you know, Dixon, Sully's daughter, runs it out of Los Angeles. They need help, and they're not, you know, they don't want to change the name from Blues Heaven. A lot of people feel it should be called Chess Studios, but they really, really need help, and I think they got to loosen the reins a little bit. But it's gold. I mean, they could, you know, the studio upstairs, it's been remodeled, but it could still be a working studio. I've always thought you could bring classes in there, and it's one of the highlights. Tim Samuelson, the old historian for the city of Chicago, says one of the most precious buildings in the whole city, and it's just sitting there not doing anything. And even during the pandemic, they're not doing any online stuff or anything. It's really sad. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this when I was going, before I talked to you, and what they did with Stax. I mean, the original Stax was burned down and gone, and they rebuilt a whole new museum on that site, and it's a great museum. And we can't even get stuff like that off the ground here. And yeah. I know you've been involved in it, but it's really sad.
Yeah, I'm trying to get something going, have for years. And you mentioned Blues Heaven. So that's actually the foundation run by Willie Dixon's daughter that owns Chess and the studio building at 1220, right? 1220 South yeah, Michigan right. Avenue. And the Stones even did an instrumental that they called 1220 Michigan Avenue. And artists from everywhere like to visit Chess. When we have the Blues Fest in Chicago, people from other countries want to see the Chess Studios, and it could be a great tourist attraction here if we did something about it. I wonder, Dave, if the new Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66, which is going to open up in Joliet soon, could be a repository for some of this and could honor Chess. If the Chess people don't want to do it in their own building, maybe they can do it at this new Illinois Rock and Roll Museum.
Yeah, it's funny that we're talking, and I'm also doing the content, and I'm writing all the scripts and stuff for a show called State of Sound that opens actually this Friday at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Museum in Springfield. And that's got over 125 artifacts, and it's exciting for me. I've been working on that for about a year with Lance Houser, used to work up here at the Elmhurst Museum. I worked with him on actually the disco demolition exhibit. But it's exciting for me to be doing something like this and getting some of these items together. I mean, Alex Dixon, Willie's grandson, donated some stuff for this exhibit. We've got some stuff from John Prine and Steve Goodman and Howlin' Wolf. You know, and we're doing it, and I can't think, and maybe, you know, I know the Route 66 thing is going to open this summer, but I'm writing about it right now this morning. I can't think of another big museum in Illinois. Maybe the History Museum's done a music retrospective, but so yeah, we're doing stuff like that that'll open this Friday in Springfield, and I'm sure in some way the Route 66 Museum down there in Joliet will do something this summer, but there's nothing in Chicago, especially when tourism kicks back in. And I think the mayor really does realize when we all get back on path what an important tool tourism is for the economy in the city. And it's just sad to me that we've neglected music for so long.
Yep, exactly. And I bet a lot of people hearing this are going to want to read your posts, Dave, and get in touch with you. How can they do that?
Just DaveHoekstra.com.
DaveHoekstra.com. All right, keep us posted, will you? And let us know here if we can help with any of your efforts, okay?
Yeah, you guys should come down and check out this exhibit down. It's called The State of Sound. It's really going to be a really nice exhibit. It's one of the most ambitious exhibits they've done in the 16-year history of the museum down there in Springfield. So it's worth checking out.
Yeah, that sounds great. And quickly, what about the music venues around here, like Metro? Are they going to be able to come out of this and survive?
God bless them. You know, everybody's got to be nimble and pivot. You know, I think they will. It's been interesting for me to see the creative things that people have done. I know Space is starting to come out and do stuff. And Fitzgerald, that whole story, you know, Bill sold the place and the new owners took over, and they've hung in there through this whole thing, doing outdoor stuff and doing concerts on pickup trucks and stuff. So I think it's all going to come out okay, but I think it can be maybe a little different. the big question is, are we all going to be at Soldier Field, like, you know, 60,000 people for a Stone show at Soldier Field? That I don't know.
Yep. But we'll see. Let's go to a ball game this summer, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Dave Hoekstra. Okay. More at DaveHoekstra.com. Great catching up with you, Dave. Stay healthy.
Thanks, Bob.